Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and whoever else might need it. We are your
And
hosts,
Candace.
Imani, and we are quarantined. Well, I feel like, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Quarantined is not the correct term if you don't have coronavirus, right? You're just social distancing. Because aren't you only quarantined if you have something and you have to stay inside?
Well, you can self-quarantine, and that literally just means like just staying inside and not going outside. Social distancing
But I'm
as it
talking about
relates to
like
the
the,
virus.
let me look up. No, just the word quarantine. I thought it meant that you have something and that's why you're
I don't
inside.
think so, because I feel like you can be quarantined like for safety reasons without it being an illness.
Yes. That's what it says. It implies that you have been
Got it.
exposed to
Okay.
something. So wait, yeah. So social distancing just means that we are trying to stay out of the way of
Right.
whatever it is. Quarantine would be, it says, a state or period or place of isolation in which people or animals that have arrived from somewhere else or been exposed to infectious or contagious diseases are placed. So you can
Yeah.
self-quarantine, obviously, if you've been exposed to something and you just put yourself inside and stay
Right, but
there. But if
technically,
you
I was
haven't,
gonna say,
well, I guess we
yeah,
can
that's what I was
say
gonna say.
we've all been exposed
Technically,
to
to
it.
some extent, the idea is that everybody has been exposed, which is why we should all be self-quarantining. Social
Right, okay. Well,
distancing,
I guess it
I
does
think,
work
is
then.
something more so on the line of not congregating together, which wouldn't technically be the same thing as quarantine, even though people are still doing it.
Wait, why isn't it the same thing as quarantine? Why isn't it the
Because
same
I think
thing
it's
in
in
this
this is well, that's
instance?
what I'm saying. I think in this instance it is, but I don't think like technically it's the same thing because it's just saying don't gather together. That doesn't mean that you have to stay in one space by
Oh,
yourself.
right, because I can
Yeah.
go outside.
You
I just
just
can't be
shouldn't be in
around
a group of
a group of
people
people.
in close environments. You shouldn't be going to concerts, or now they don't actually want you eating
Right.
in the restaurants. And you
Inside
know, Trump don't
restaurants.
really want us eating Chinese food either because this is a Chinese virus. So
Trump is ugly, and I'm gonna do the exact
I
opposite
have
of
really
whatever
been
he
tempted to
tells
go
me to
to a
do
Chinese
because he's
restaurant, and it
stupid.
has nothing to do why
I did
I haven't been
because.
to one, and it's not because of Trump. It's honestly because, no shade, I love Chinese food. Honestly, like my mindset be the dirtier the better, but right now I really don't know if they wash their hands, so I just haven't been.
Well,
Food.
that's any restaurant, though.
Oh no, I know, I ain't been eating
Oh,
like
okay.
that. People still
Because
getting out of their
I have been
cars
seeing stuff.
coughing without covering their mouths, walking into grocery
I know,
stores, and I
trifling.
don't understand it.
I've been seeing a lot of people saying that, like, Chinese, not just Chinese, but Asian, because you know, everybody ain't, we don't be knowing how. People in general don't know the difference between one Asian country
Yeah.
and another. So it don't even be Chinese sometimes. It could be a Thai restaurant and people still like, oh my God, coronavirus. Like it was not in Thailand. So it's like, I've been seeing that a lot of Asian owned restaurants and businesses have been saying that people are refusing to come in because they're scared that they have
Yeah.
coronavirus. And I'm like, whole time is Applebee's or a
Listen,
Waffle House
let
that
me
had
tell you, when if I gotta worry about somebody
coronavirus.
having it, I promise you them two of the restaurants that I would assume it is already happening in. Applebee's will give you a
Yeah,
dirty cup in
so
a minute, so
and silverware with
exactly.
spots on
At least the
it,
Chinese food be consistently
and I
good.
still be eating
Applebee's will
Applebee's.
undercook your
I
noodles
know.
sometimes because they're using that little timer. Like, at least you know that oil gonna be hot at the Chinese restaurant. And
And it's gonna be the same
excuse me.
oil they made them what you call the spring rolls in.
Exactly. They're gonna dip everything in one thing. So as long as you ain't allergic to MSG, you ain't gonna have no issues. Okay? Because they use all that oil. They don't play. But okay.
They do.
So I hope y'all doing all right in this coronavirus era. I have a sinus infection right now, so that's why I'm congested. I don't have the coronavirus, and even if I did, I can't infect y'all. Please stop acting like y'all can get infected talking to people with a virus. However, it has been very difficult. Trader Joe's has a one-in, one-out system going on right now, and I went to the store the other day, and I could have died, and I literally mean I could have died. Do y'all know how hard it is to hold your breath in line because you're trying not to cough and people standing in line with masks on? It was this lady in front of me, and I had to cough so bad, and I was like, Candace, if you cough, you're going to get put out of line, and you've been waiting too long to go up in here and get this wine and this rice. And she had on a mask. First of all, she had on a cloth mask that looked like it was very thin, so I don't understand what she's trying to achieve, with gloves, and was already looking at me funny, but her toe was hanging over her shoe, so I'm like, you got worse problems than this virus, lady. But, so I kept doing this, because I was trying not to cough, because at this point, like, they have a standing outside in the line, so there's more pollen that is flying up my nose, so I'm literally, like, dying. Like, if what could have been happening to me inside being a person, it would be like a white person that's like holding their breath and their face turning red. That's exactly how I felt. Like a really pissed off white man is how, like, I was feeling on the inside. Like, I felt like I was gonna explode. Like, I was like, please let me in this store. I can't breathe. I'm scared to cough. They're gonna put me out. I barely got groceries at my house. I'm just trying to go get some food. I cannot believe they did that. I wanted to cough so bad. And it's so,
and these masks are, I mean, you're really supposed to be wearing it if you have and if coronavirus you're gonna wear a mask. Or something. If you don't have it, it's not
gonna. And if you're gonna wear a mask, please understand that you're supposed to throw away them little paper ones. Like, you cannot wear that more than once. And with gloves, for my genius people that are wearing their dishwashing gloves outside. Yeah. Pay attention to what your doctor does. When you go to a doctor visit, they come in, they clean their hands, they put on gloves, they do whatever they do. They take the gloves off before they ever leave out the room, right? Why the hell are y'all wearing gloves out of y'all house, to the grocery store, putting your hand on the bucket, getting out the car, putting your groceries in your car, putting your hands on the steering wheel, you still got your gloves on. Then you get home and want to take your gloves off, done touched all over your face and stuff, go back to your car when you wasn't going to the store, you going somewhere else, and now you don't need your gloves. Put your hand back on the steering wheel. And whatever you touched in that grocery store that had that virus on it could now be in your mouth.
Right. It's now on your steering wheel.
Stop the madness.
I've been wiping everything. I've actually just not even, I haven't me worried either. About gloves. Or masks. Because I hand sanitize and wipe down everything before I even touch it. Or, like, at the grocery store, maybe I don't, but I don't touch my face or anything else that is on my person. Like, I don't touch my phone at all while I'm out doing things or whatever.
My phone probably definitely has the coronavirus.
But I also have, I have some wipes and stuff that when I do touch my phone, I wipe it down, use it or whatever, and put it back in my purse or whatever. Purse straps, I'll be wiping those down, wipe my steering wheel down. That's when I go somewhere because I'm at the crib.
Right.
Most of the time, I ain't going nowhere because I don't even want to have to worry about all that. I went to my cousin's, not to kill them.
Wait, wait, anything, before you say anything.
I lost a family member.
What you doing? I hear like this.
I'm literally just, oh, maybe it's my mic thing on my shirt. Maybe it was just moving around on my shirt.
Because it's going to cover over your, I heard it last show. It picks up on the recording.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I lost a family member last week. So this week was her memorial service. And, you know, we weren't supposed to be gathering together in large groups, but we gathered together in a small group of her friends and family at home, you know, but we sanitized everything. We wiped everything down, wiped our hands off, used lots of hand sanitizer. There was hand sanitizer at the church where we had the memorial service, like before you walk in the sanctuary.
Yeah, everything. Keep it clean. Girl.
And so we got in and out though, so it wasn't too much. People was barely hugging each other.
It's been all folks ain't been following that. Because my friend, she told me that a funeral this weekend, it was 250 people there. And I know y'all wasn't supposed to do that.
Wow.
And then my praise and worship leader, he sings for, like, funeral homes. And he said when he was getting ready, like, getting the music ready, he said people started coming in. So, and I wish, like, y'all could see the video of what he was doing when he was trying to imitate this lady. But he said people started coming in, so he started playing the music because he's assuming, like, there's going to be a processional, right? And he said that the lady walked in like with her hands up, like she was scared to touch anything. And she was like, we don't need to have no processional because he might got something. And he said, he looked at her and he was like, ma'am, are you talking about the body? And she's like, yes, he could have a virus.
So don't touch it. That's first. Second of all,
ma'am,
wet.
I promise you, this body done been up in here for at least a few days if y'all are burying him today. He can't cough on you. Hair on gloves, a mask, like, girl. And then she goes, well, I'm just going to sit at the back just in case.
Okay.
You do that.
So go on to the back. Right. And leave the rest of us
God, alone. God, I was like, folks just take stuff to the extreme. Okay, well, now that we done talked to y'all about the coronavirus, I hope y'all washing y'all hands. Matter of fact, bathroom break. Go wash your hands right now. If you need to time yourself and you don't know how long you should wash your hands, sing the chorus of the thong song. Let's go. Do it together. She had thumbs like a truck. Back of hand. Sounds like what? Other hand. Baby, move your butt. But. I think I say it again. That's when you rub your hands together. She had thumbs like a truck. That's when you can turn the water on. So.
Oh my goodness.
I hope y'all completed that with me.
There's been a lot of songs on the internet that they've been saying, oh, sing the chorus of this. And it's been very entertaining. So I appreciate y'all for that.
Do the thong song. It's stuck in my head. So I literally have been doing it when I'm washing dishes right now anyways. But yeah. Y'all, you know, thong song will get you through it. If you know the words, sing along. Wash them hands. Wash them as soon as you come into the house. And when you go anywhere else, just, you know, keep it clean. Keep it cute. Okay. Pickup line of the week. Let me hook that. Okay. I'm locked out of my phone. Give me a couple seconds. All right. This is so good. Oh, I hope I can get through it. Ready to go. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
You know, that's really gross. I would be immediately disgusted by somebody saying that.
Well, people say disgusting things all the time and they think it's cute.
All the time. I would have been like, okay.
Well, don't really want to know about your loose bowels.
Never say that to me or anyone else again. And get away from me. That's what I was
especially
saying.
Not in the age of coronavirus.
Right.
That is a symptom. Diarrhea.
You might want to get that checked out,
you
honey.
To go get tested.
That is nasty. That is trife.
Nasty. Speaking of nasty, so if y'all have never heard my story about Lane Lance before, he was supposed to pick me up for a date. And he told me that he smelled like a can of... Sorry, I can't breathe out my nose. I keep getting like this little air bubble every time I try to talk. Okay. He told me he smelled like a can of I Can't Believe It's Not Ass.
And was very proud of that joke,
I did not know what to say. That's the first time I've ever said it without laughing because at first I was so embarrassed that he would say something like that. He's like... He was like, man, I need to go home and take a shower. I smell like a can. I can't believe it's not ass. So I was like, you smell like what? But I could not give him like the privilege of laughing because that was just so corny. Why would you say that to somebody you're trying to date? So I say all that to say.
I think it would have been funny if you liked him. Like, it would have been a funny thing to say. If
at that moment, you know, it was my birthday. He was already late for the date. Like him or not, I wouldn't have thought it was funny. I think he thought it was funny.
Oh, hold on. Why is my manager texting me right now?
Oh, I can't breathe.
I hope she don't ask me to come nowhere. She's talking about, are you around? Because I'm not... I don't know what she needs me to do, but the answer is probably no. Okay. Anyway.
So, no, I don't think I would have thought it was funny at all, just because of the circumstances. Like, he was already late. It's my birthday. And then you talk about you just got done playing basketball. You smell like, basically, you smell like ass. I'm sorry I keep saying ass because I know I'm trying not to curse. But, what?
But just think, like, if maybe if those weren't the circumstances, and
it's still a poor choice of words. You would want somebody you was attracted to tell you that. Like, have you smelled somebody that smelled like ass? That smelled like butt crack? That is not attractive.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying it wouldn't have been attractive. It would have been funny, is what I'm saying. Like, the term, I can't believe it's not. Like, that would have been funny had it not been under those. Like, if it were just something funny that he said, like, if y'all weren't planning on meeting up, it was just a day, like, hey, what's up, what are you doing, nothing, you know, you talk about your day, and then you like, where are you headed? He like, oh, I just finished playing basketball, and then he says that, and then you would have laughed, you would have been like, that's hilarious, and then it would have been it. But because he was already late, you don't care what he smells like, and the reason why he smells like something is what is making him late. That's not funny. It's not a funny joke. You know what I'm saying? No, it still wouldn't have been at all funny.
I did not think it was funny. I just was not going to laugh at him because he was irritated. And the fact that he thought it was funny enough to... Because I was like, he'd been waiting to use that joke. Like, the fact that he thought it was funny enough to say it to me irritated me. So, for that just kind of added to the name Lame Lance. So... that is actually what our show is about today. Our show is about who is Lame Lance, and it's defining what we consider to be Lame Lance or Lame Linda. Okay, so to jump in where the term Lame Lance came from, for me, because I have heard it before, but Imani and I have talked, and Imani hasn't heard it before, but I think I just tagged it to my own thing. So Lame Lance was a guy that I met him out, and literally, like, from the minute I met him, I thought he was corny. Like, I even think if I don't think Snapchat was, like, saving snaps back then, but if it was, I could literally go back to my Snapchat the night I met him, and I remember, I was like, this dude, I'm gonna call him Lame Lance. I remember I said that. I was like, I'm gonna call him Lame Lance. He just came up to me and asked my number, blah, 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 but I was new to the city, so I ended up hanging out with him, and the more I hang out with him, like, he would just do stuff. And I'm like, this boy is so lame. Like, everything he did, like, irritated me. Like, he was, like, passive. His jokes were corny. He, like, said, it was some song one time where the lyrics were very obvious. But he thought, like, one word was wrong. And he was like, oh, I never thought he was saying that. The whole time I thought that they was gay. And I was like, what? Like, it was super, it was just stupid stuff he would do, like the way that, like, he would invite me out and make stuff awkward, or like one time we had a bet about, like, about the tourney. We had a bet about the tourney, and all I did was bet. I said, if I win, you gotta buy me a box of Zero Bars. They're these white chocolate candy bars.
Mm-hmm. And we know that's old lady candy bars.
I'm sick of y'all calling me old. Okay. At least I didn't say Mars bars. Them is old lady candy bars.
But they anyway, are.
So I told him he had to buy me a box of Zero Bars. Now, I know that buying a box of Zero Bars ain't easy to find. If it was, I would have bet a box of Snickers. So he hits me up and he like, well, I can't find any Zero Bars. And if I buy them, I have to buy them like a piece. And they're like a dollar and some change. And I was like, okay, you lost the bet. And so he like drug it out for like, and he was like, well, can't I just buy you some Snicker bars? I was like, it's okay.
What? No, why didn't he just get on Amazon? You can literally order candy in bulk on there.
But by this time, I'm irritated because I'm like, it was a fun bet that you are now like dragging out for weeks. I was like, you don't even have to buy anything anymore. And he was like, no, I'll go try to find them. Or like, he would invite me over to his house to watch the game. He asked me all week, like, had I ate that day? Did you eat yet? I'm like, no, I didn't. He invites me over to his house, mind you, because he's like, okay, well, next time we're going to eat and watch the game together. I go to his house. I had not ate. This man opens the door. He got a half-eight bag of popcorn. and it was burnt. I told y'all that story before. And I was like, bruh is like so unprepared and just like corny and I can't deal. So that's how he became Lane Lance. So the reason why I told that backstory is because on the show today, we're going to be talking about like literally who is Lane Lance. I coined the term Lane Lance based on a guy that just had characteristics that I just wasn't feeling. So to name off a few, and some people might, this might describe their same Lane Lance or Lame Linda. And then Imani, I'm going to ask you about things that you would consider to be lame or corny. And that'll help kind of define it. And then now we understand, like, when somebody has all these things that are just so wrong, you're like, ah, Lame Lance. So let's start here. His hairline was receding. That's kind of mean, but that was that.
That was one of his characteristics that made him lame?
Yeah. No, I think I just didn't like that about him at all. So I just had to put that in there because it was bad.
I'm weak.
It was really bad. He used to tell like really corny jokes. Like I said, the whole I can't believe it's not an ass joke. That's like the fifth time I've cursed already on this show. And I'm
it's okay. I'll so just put a parental advisory on it.
Just say Candace says donkey a lot in this episode. he was very passive about things that he didn't like and that bothered me. Like he just avoided certain things or he would like dance around stuff. So like I said, with the bet thing, he could like something that was supposed to be fun. I feel like he just kind of made it like so ugh. And, or he would like say he could like, my car had got hit and I had saw on YouTube that you could like use hot water and a plunger to get it out. And so he's like, oh, okay, well, I got a plunger over here. We can try. His plunger had the smallest little suction cup on it for this big dent. And I'm like, bruh, you have got to, like, how can you keep, like, just getting stuff? And I'm not saying he owed me anything because clearly I'm talking bad about him. But I was just like, bruh, come. You cannot get, like, you are so not helpful or useful or fun. One time he asked me to take him on. I mean, he asked me to go get my nails done with him. He wanted to take me for a manicure and pedicure.
I remember this, too.
And then he's like, we get to the register, and he's like, oh, well, I guess I'll pay for it this time.
You asked me here? I'm very confused.
I regularly do. I couldn't even get the word out. I do this on a regular, sir. I didn't need you to come with me to get my nails done. But since you invited me out, and you picked me up, yes, the assumption is that she was gonna pay, or I could have went by myself, home girl. So, like I said, and he wasn't really good at making eye contact, talks around the main point, and he danced really bad. Like, that was another thing. That's what made him, he came up to me, and he's like, hey, so why are you standing over here by yourself? And I was like, oh, I'm just out, you know, my friend's cousin, birthday is today. I don't really know him. I just, you know, came out because she said it was his birthday. So I'm hanging out here, but you know, I'm good. I'm kind of, and he was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, you could get out here with me. And I was like, no, I'm good. He was like, you don't want no drink. And I think I wasn't drinking at the time cause I had gave up alcohol for Lent. And I was like, no, I'm good. And he was like, okay, well, I'm gonna come back and check on you. I was like, all right. He comes back and it's like, trying to like hump my leg, like
ew, what?
My left leg, like
Candace,
you know how, like,
why did you give this man your number again?
I don't know. I think I had. I don't know. I really don't know because I talked bad about him. Like the second, I think I talked bad about him before I gave him my number, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna give it to him. So, but oh, ha! He didn't know my name was Candace for like 3 weeks. Because I lied and told him my name was Brittany because I never had any intention of actually talking to him. So when he hit me up, he was like, what's up, Brittany? I was just not going to respond, but I ended up being really bored, so I responded. So that's what it was. I never had intentions of actually entertaining him. I just wanted him out of my face. But so he, like, comes and he's like, you know, like, in the, and I'm sorry, Caucasian people, but It is known that Caucasian people can't dance. So I'm gonna use that as my
yeah. They don't have example. A lot of rhythm. You know generally. How
like in the videos, I mean in movies, like when the guy he like walks up and like kind of doing like this body roll on the woman, he's yeah. like doing that on my leg, and I was like, bruh. So I'm like pushing his check back, like, oh wait. He like, come on, girl. I know you want to dance. I know you want some of this. I know you want.
Oh my god, no! He would have had to go immediately. There's no way I would have gone anywhere with that young man.
So he was a complete cornball. Like I said, I gave him my number and I lied to him about my name. And then, you know, he had been hitting me up. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'll meet him somewhere. So we met at Chili's. And that day he actually was dressed way better than he was that night. So I was like, okay, maybe I was just being harsh. Maybe he wasn't that bad. So he, you know, his conversation was decent that night. But it was like after that, it just kept. Every time we hung out, he did something that irritated me. Excuse me. Oh, God, I'm like ugly. Excuse me, Jesus. Every time we got around each other, he did something that irritated me, literally to the point, like, I'm typically just, like, I'll just cut somebody off type of person. I ain't really about to, I just stopped responding. But I legit had to, like, tell him, like, listen, I don't think we should be friends. Mm-hmm. I think that people should be friends with people who allow them to be themselves without getting irritated. And everything you do irritates me. And it's not like I would hold it back. I would be like, oh my God. Like, I would act irritated. So I felt bad because I'm like, you literally can't be yourself around me because yourself is lame to me.
Oh my gosh, so, I cannot believe you would say this to him.
I had a whole, like, friend breakup. I was like, I can't be your friend anymore. I really think you should be. And I told him that. And I told him that on the day that he finally gave me my zero bars, which happened to be a coincidence. But I still took my zero bars. It was a debt that was owed. So, but yeah, I told him I felt like he should be friends with people who he's able to be comfortable about. And he was like, well, do you think we could be friends down the road? And I was like, honestly, I don't think we're meant to be friends. So I think we should just not talk ever again.
Period. Poor guy. I know he felt
poor me. He got on my doggone nerves.
Yes. Poor you too.
Me. I feel like I was being mean by keeping him around and telling him stuff that was wrong with him all the time. So I kind of felt like I was almost like bullying. I honestly feel like me sharing right now, I don't sound like the nicest person in the world. So I'm gonna get off me. So Imani, what are some things, based on what I've told you, what are some things that would throw someone into the lame lands category for you?
Well, let me just say, in general, men get on my nerves. And I don't mean that, like, I don't mean that to sound like a jerk. But, okay, I will say not men across the board.
Right.
Dating men gets on my nerves. And I will say that I'll even make it even more narrow. More times than not, when I go on a date, I'm meeting someone that eventually gets on my nerves. Like, it's not.
Yep.
And I don't. So because of that, I've decided that it's not them a lot of the time. Like, most of the time, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with them as people. They're just not for me. So I don't put them in a category or anything normally. But I do have characteristics that I would characterize as someone who is lame. Most of the time, it's just somebody who ain't for me. Like, I go on a date and I'll be like, yeah, I ain't never going nowhere with that man again. But right. It don't be because he's lame, it's just because I don't like him. So somebody that I would consider a lame Lance would be one, somebody who tries too hard. Like,
yes,
I don't like people who try very hard to, like, be impressive. Mm-hmm. Not even just on a romantic level, like, just there's a difference between somebody who is trying to, I don't like this either, but someone who's trying to impress me romantically is different than a person who is trying to be somebody that I think is cool. Like, when we go out, you talking about, you know, your 5-year plan because you think I'm gonna think it's cool, not because you think I'm actually interested in your 5-year plan. Or you bringing up how much money you make because you make a lot of money. You think I'll find that impressive. Or if you invite me out somewhere with your friends and you're, like, constantly telling stories about how you're so cool, like, I don't want to hear any of that. Lame. Like, so lame. people who, let's see, honestly, that's the biggest thing for me. Like, someone who is like really full of themselves and trying to be super impressive and make me like them or make me think something of them, that's so annoying. And it's really lame, like really lame. Yeah. I'm a person who likes corny jokes. So corny jokes don't really get on my nerves. A corny joke from a person that I don't like would get on my nerves though. you just try so hard that it's not genuine, and that is very lame to me. Like, I don't want to hear about all the super cool stuff from your sports days. Like, if the reason you're telling me that is because you want me to think, wow, he's such a cool guy, like, I'm gonna pick up on it immediately, and I'm never gonna want to go anywhere else with you.
And most times it's because, like, your insecurity is showing, and instead of you owning it, like, you're literally, like, just throwing your ego out there.
One time, here's things that men have done that I think are lame, but I wouldn't necessarily call them lame. This guy, one time I went on a date with him, and we both had a few too many to drink. I lived closer to the place. Mind you, this is our first date. We had been talking on the phone for a minute and on FaceTime and stuff, but this is our first date. I lived closer to the location where we had been drinking, so I let him spend the night. But I told him to sleep on the couch because...
Period.
I mean, it honestly, if I'm being 100% transparent, it wasn't anything about etiquette. If I wanted to sleep with him, I would have. But I did not want to. So I told him to go to the couch.
Yeah.
First date, second date, it don't matter. If I want to sleep with you, then... And it's reciprocated, then, of course, I don't have no problems about it being the first date.
Yes, it's reciprocated. I am a champion of consent.
But I wasn't feeling that way. So here's the couch. It's comfortable. Here's some blankets, a pillow. I'm going to my room. Child, I wake up the next morning, and this young man has sent me a snap of himself, like, on my couch with his shirt off. In the other room.
Is that my couch? Because if so, your shirt needs to find its way back to your body.
I mean, I don't mind you being shirtless on my couch, but why are you snapping me about it when you could literally just come knock on the door?
Or go home.
That's low-key what I wanted him to do. Just tip out in the morning. But he was there, like, doing his whole morning routine.
No, man.
Went to the car to get an overnight bag. Like, oh, let me just brush my teeth real quick. Boy, go to that car go home and brush your teeth. Like, what? Anyway, so that was a lot. I feel like I do have a lame lens.
Okay.
This is the guy that I've gone on. It's one of those guys where I tried to give him a chance because everybody was like, well, he seems nice. You know, one of those kinds of things. He was nice, but he's not interesting or anything. He, is the person that, I think I've talked about him a couple of episodes, but he wanted me to, like, everything that he talked about was basically wanting to get married. Like, he always found a way to go back to the fact that he is trying to get married and then asking me about when I want to get married, what I want to do after I get married. And a lot of what he would say in response to what I was saying indicates that he would rather be married to somebody who would marry him and sit up in the house and have kids and, like, take care of home. And that's fine if that's your goal, but you have to realize that you telling me that in a million different ways is not going to make me change my mind about the fact that I will never, ever be, one, your wife, two, sitting up at home having babies for somebody. That's just not something I'm interested in. And so he would do things that I found particularly annoying because I already thought he was annoying. One time I was out with some friends, and I got a text message from him that said, "I see you." I'm annoyed by that immediately. Okay, like, what do you want me to say? But so I texted back. No, matter of fact, I didn't even text anything back. I looked at the message, and if he could see me, I know he saw me look at the message, and I just put my phone back down. And so then he texts me, "I'm over by the bar." And I was like, okay. And then he said, "Come over here, I'm gonna buy you a drink." I'm like, okay. Matter of fact, he didn't say, "Come over here, I'm gonna buy you a drink." He said, "Come over here, I need a hug."
Okay, that lame. Especially when it's somebody you don't like. That's lame.
So I wrote LOL, and he was like, "I'm gonna buy you a drink," and that's when I went over there. So I went over there. I spoke to him or whatever. I actually didn't. I don't think he bought me. Yes, he did. He did buy me a drink. But I didn't. I said, you don't have to buy me a drink. He was like, no, it's cool. I'll buy you one. He bought me a drink. He gave it to me. And then he was like, all right. And I said, okay.
Okay.
And I just turned around and walked off. But he would do stuff like that. Like, he would text me, so, dot, dot, dot. After I haven't heard from him in, like, weeks. And it would be like, and I would be like, what? And he would be like, how are you doing? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. You don't sound excited to hear from me. What, you want me to send the message with the confetti effect? Like, what are you talking about? So, yes, that is somebody, just someone who, and I know some people are awkward, but I think people who can't read social cues
are irritating.
Yeah.
Irritating.
Like, you can tell that I don't necessarily like this kind of attention, maybe. Or maybe I've even told you that what you're doing is annoying. Uh-huh. And you're not really taking the cue. So that irritates me, and I can't. So I have to move on after that.
Yeah, that bothers me too. I've definitely had some lame lances in my DMs on social media over time. Mm-hmm. And you just be like, you never thought I was responding to them. Like,
and a corny joke would get you a better response from me than something like flashy. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know.
Something that's just doing too much.
Yes. Like, you could come in my DMs and say one of these random corny pickup lines. And if I think that you look attractive or interesting, I'm going to write LOL and ask how you're doing. If I don't. No, even if I don't. Like, if I think it's funny, I'll tell you that I think it's funny. Yeah. But.
Nah, it be something that they literally get a double tap at best. Yeah, I just like what you said, because what?
Like, what? Did so, I tell you about, did I tell the story on the show of the guy that I met in the train station in Philly?
No.
Okay, I'll make it short, because it's really not, it's not a long story, but I met a guy in the train station on Philly, and I met a guy in the train station in Philly, and he, first of all, was nosy because I was not talking to him. I was sitting there on my phone. He was like, oh, you got Instagram? And I'm like, bro, you're too close. If you can see,
they love asking, do you got Instagram? I love lying too,
but I was scrolling Instagram, so I know he was looking over my shoulder at what I was doing. Like, get back. Why are you so close? But anyway, he sat there and talked to me for a minute. I told him, basically, I don't have a boyfriend, but I told him that I was in town visiting my boyfriend. I was visiting somebody that wasn't my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But he talked to me for a second. I entertained the conversation a little. And then he asked me for my Instagram. And then I left. So a few days later, he hits me up. And he's basically like, I'm really interested in you on Instagram. He's DMing me. I'm really interested in you. I know you've felt that when I saw you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I told you that I was there visiting my boyfriend, so I'm not really sure where you think this conversation is going to go. Do you know that this man texts me back, and are you sure that he's worth what you've given up?
What? Like, well, I'm right. Know your worth, my boy.
And then, like, is he worth me not talking to you? He was like, yeah. Like, is he worth you passing me up? And I was like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He was like, I guess, suit yourself. I thought that was the end of the conversation. Candace. This man.
I just think it's funny when.
No, the next day, he was sending me videos of himself in the gym on Instagram.
No, he was not.
Yes, I had to block him. Maggie, I blocked him after I screen recorded the videos and sent them to the guy that I was dating at the time. I was like, look at this. This is hilarious. He was like, oh, he had somebody film him specifically to send it to you. I was like, yeah. And it was like, he was lifting weights in one, he was doing pull-ups in another, and then he was boxing in the last one. I was like, oh, he's dead serious.
He's like, I can lift you up when you need lifting. Mm-hmm.
And
I can hold you down.
He asked me if you were worth me giving up all of this. When I tell you, he cackled, like, he laughed so hard. He was like, so are you gonna give him, like, you gonna give him the time of the day? Like, he's doing a lot. And I was like,
he's showing you, you know, his talents right now. Mm-hmm. And you're just not seeing him
serious.
For the great person he is.
Dead serious. But I would probably call him a lame lance, too.
That's like, and any guy, honestly, that like just pushes the envelope and says, so you can't have friends, it's automatic. I don't know if they're completely lame, but they are lame.
Automatically. Do he let you have friends? How serious are y'all? Well, if y'all not married, that means you single. Like, all of that is lame.
All of that is lame. Yes. Like, go away. Also, trying to, excuse me, somebody that I don't know trying to, like, flash their money, like, in a passive way.
Is yes. Also,
like, yes. Don't be talking so about, annoying. Let me take you out the country. I could,
you ever had a guy send you a video of himself, like, spreading money out?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, is this a phenomenon? Like, did we just discover a thing?
I've had that. I've had a guy, like, record his steering wheel, his watch.
Ooh!
flip Come it on himself. And then, you know, send that to me. I was like, okay.
My cousin had a guy send her a video of himself in the studio. Like, she sent it to me, like, girl, look what this man just sent me. And it was, like, a dark video of him, like, standing, like, bobbing his head to whatever. I guess it was him. And that was it. Like, that was the whole video. Him just like bobbing his head like in the studio. It was dark and moody. Like it was very aesthetically pleasing. But I was like, what is this? She said, girl, some guy that wants me to date him sent me this. I was like, for what? She said, I don't know. Like he just sent it to me.
I definitely had I met this guy at the beach one time and he used to like randomly send me videos of him working out. Mm. And I always was like, I mean, like, is this the start of conversation? It wouldn't be like, hey, he just like dropped, you know, a video of him in the gym in my inbox. And I'm like,
but don't you think that if you were attracted to him or if you were interested in him, maybe that would have worked? Like, it would have been a well,
I didn't
if you
think it was bad,
rapport.
I just didn't understand why that, like, it'd be different if this is somebody we were having a conversation all day or, you know, earlier that day. And then we'd have talked about the gym at some point, but just be randomly sending me videos of you in the gym.
Yeah, it's a
and
lot.
You don't say anything. It's just like a blanket video in the gym.
I'm not gonna lie. If somebody I like sends me a picture of himself in the gym, I'm gonna send back drooling emojis because I would like it from somebody I like. But if
maybe
somebody
that I'm actually having a conversation with, yeah. But if we have not even had a full conversation. And the next day after I meet you, you just start sending me videos in the gym.
Yeah, that is weird.
What do you want me to say back to that? Also, somebody who don't know how to carry a conversation. You're not going, what you doing me today? And I don't want you to interrogate me either. Like, what you doing? Oh, why are you doing that? How was your day? Oh, how was that? How was work? How was that?
Yeah, can we have, like, a conversation? Like, tell me something that happened. Or what are you watching now? Like, I don't want to have to... I feel like... having to ask those questions all the time and not just starting the conversation is what annoys me. Like,
yes, like just have a conversation with me. Why are you interviewing
yes,
me right now?
I'm the type of person that will, once we've had a few conversations, like where it's established that we talk to each other regularly, I'm just going to randomly text you stuff like, have you watched such and such on Netflix? No. Oh my God, it's so good. Like that starts the conversation. I'm not going to be like,
right.
What are you doing?
What you doing?
What do you watch on Netflix so you can run me a list? When I just want to talk about something that I've seen. Like, I just can tell you that.
And if you don't got nothing to talk about, just don't talk
yes.
about it.
I'm not going to be mad if at the moment you don't have a subject, a topic of discussion. Or even if you text me and say, hey, I was just checking in. I really don't have anything to talk about. It had been, you know, I hadn't talked to you all day. And right. Then maybe I'll start the conversation because you just thought of me. And that's nice, you know?
Exactly. Or it's just a short and sweet conversation. Just be, you know, fulfilled with the fact that I responded back and said nothing mm-hmm. in the bed. You can be like, oh, okay, I was just saying, hey, just be satisfied with the response and move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, fellas, if you have a lame Linda that you want to share with us, because y'all be sharing y'all screenshots of y'all DMs sometimes, so we know they're out there. Or, ladies, if you have a lame Lance that you want to tell us about, you can write into us at savethedaysos@gmail.com or you can message us on Anchor or record yourself and email us there. This week we have a special treat. We have a feature from one of our listeners who told us a little bit about her experience. And we'll jump into that right after a message from our sponsors.
All right, this is the last time I'm recording this. The only reason why I keep recording it over and over again is because I'm trying to be like considerate of time. But honestly, this is just, I don't know. Y'all might have to play like part one and part two, or you may have to, you know, like play this on an episode where y'all just, it's on when it's a short one. So I'm gonna start this by saying, Lame Lance, okay? And yes, I'm taking this from you, Candace. I used to call him Lame Lance because he just didn't get it. Like, he just genuinely didn't get it. So this guy, we're going to refer to him as Lance. He hit up his homeboy and asked him to ask my homegirls to ask me for my number. Right. So I was just like, okay, that's weird. Like, we're adults, well past that period of our lives, but okay. We ended up exchanging numbers, and he was like, oh, you don't remember me? And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, remember the guy that was like in your picture? Like, that's me. And I was like, okay, like, why, what? So let me paint the picture for you. So we're at this party. The party is inside, right? But the photo wall is outside. Like, it's in like the hallway of this apartment building. And so we're like taking pictures, me and my friends, trying to get the perfect boomerang, get the perfect angle. And every time we do, it seems like there's an elbow in our picture. And I might have thought it was funny, maybe even cute, if he would have just like full on photobombed us and then like found a way to introduce himself, start a conversation. But no, he literally just kept like inching closer to the photo wall in his chair that he brought outside to sit in. And his elbow just kept ended up in our picture. And I remember saying to him, like, excuse me, sir. Like, could you scooch? So fast forward, we ended up exchanging numbers. And don't ask me why, because I'm embarrassed to tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because of my friend. She was like, but he was cute. And I was like, all right, fine. If he's cute, let's do it. So I know, real hard to get. So we're talking, and I told him, like, look, I'm moving soon, and I'm not interested in starting a relationship. Like, I'm not looking for anything serious. So he was like, well, that's cool. I'm cool with that. Like, I just want to get to know you. And let me tell y'all, I am perfectly okay for living life without those sort of expectations. Like, not a, like, let's just see where it goes kind of person. To where, like, they're leading someone on and they keep making them think that they're gonna commit to them, but they never actually do, that they never intend to. Not in that way, but in the sense of, hey, I'm moving in a couple of months and this isn't gonna happen. And those are my exact words. Like, it's not happening. I'm not getting into a relationship with anybody. Those exact words. And then him saying, well, you know what? I'm cool with that. Me thinking, he's an adult. He can speak for himself. He can make his own decisions, right? Wrong. And so, you know, we're on the same page that, like, we're just enjoying each other's company, you know, like, oh, I thought you might be interested in this event. Let's go together. Right. Because again, we're both very clear on my desires. Right. So we hang out from time to time. Sometimes, you know, I find out about a party, I make sure he knows, you know what I mean? Things like that. And to be more specific, to paint this picture for you guys, so I don't want y'all to say I need more details. It's like, he may have taken me to dinner once or twice. I may have taken him to the movies once or twice. And then like mutual hangouts. Now it's important for you to know that we live in a very small place, and for the sake of the things that I'm about to tell you, it's not weird for everybody to have everyone's phone numbers and things like that, just because of the way that we communicate, you know, in that particular place. Excuse me. So I remember having a feeling of like, you know what, this is pretty cool. And then at some point having a feeling of like, you know, I don't know that we're still on the same page. So let me just go ahead and nip this in the bud. Like, I had a whole plan to just be like, this isn't working. Somehow that conversation turned into, let's exchange Christmas gifts. And I was like, no. Mind you, we had known each other for like 4, maybe 5 weeks. We're not exchanging Christmas gifts. He's like, no, it would be really fun. And I, looking back on it, I think I maybe need to give him a little more credit than I should, because he talked me into quite a few things. So I'm like, fine, let's exchange gifts. But we need to set a budget. We need to set a cap, because at this particular time, he made way more money than I did. And I was like, we just met. This is finna be white elephant cute, right? So I think I got him like a t-shirt and some cards or something like that. He came in with bags, and I was like, I knew this was gonna happen. And so went well over the budget that he set that I never agreed to. I said $50, and I thought that was being generous, because I was really saying like, you could give me something that's closer to that, but I'm probably gonna stay in the $20 to $30 range. So he was suggesting $150, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. He went well over $150. Luckily, the most expensive gift that he got me was the wrong thing, so he had to return it. He intended to exchange it, but let me tell you how I never got that gift back. I hurt his feelings, okay? So you fast forward a couple of weeks or whatever, and I'm talking to my roommate, and my roommate is like, do you ever think that he just does things like just to make you jealous? And I was like, no, like, why would he do that? And it's important for y'all to know that I am not a jealous person. So much so that if you were trying to make me jealous, I probably wouldn't notice. And that is exactly what happened. So the first thing that was weird, but I just didn't really pay any attention to, is I was home from work for a couple of days, and my roommate brought home, because we worked together, it was like semi-company housing. She brought home like letters and cards and little care packages that like my students and my coworkers had made for me. And so there was also a rose with a note, but the note had no name. I'm assuming it's in with the pile from my students. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet, right? Next day, I get a text like, oh, sorry about the rose. I know it's kind of wilted, but that's the only one they had. Okay, you got me the rose. Who knew, right? So he was like, yeah, I thought you would know by the note. And I'm like, the note that you didn't put your name on? Come to find out, y'all, he is testing me to see if he like surprised me with something, if it was automatically going to be from him, because that would tell him whether or not I was talking to other people. Child, I don't even know what to call it. I was gonna move on and say number two, but I don't even know what to call this list. So the next thing that happened was I said something about wanting some snacks and not wanting to go to the store, because I had some meal prep, and my roommate, who thinks things like this are funny, she loves pranks, invited him over and told him that I said that, like, I wanted snacks, right? So he has all these bags in his hand, and the elevator that's on my floor is very loud. Like, you can hear the ding when somebody gets off the elevator on your floor. You know, I'm a nosy neighbor, so I went to look in a peephole, as I always do, and I saw him coming with some bags, and I was just like, okay. But I was meal prepping, so my hands weren't clean. So I was like, let me wash my hands, and then by the time I do that, he'll be knocking at the door. Y'all, the knock never came. You hear me? It didn't happen. I get a call like, what floor do you live on again? And I was like, you know, I told him the floor. And then he was like, oh, I thought you lived on the 16th floor. And I was like, I don't know why he thought that, because I literally just saw him. Like, I literally just saw him approaching my door. There was no confusion in his stride. But I didn't think anything of it. So he was trying to, or at least this is the way that my roommate had to break it down to me. He was trying to make me think that he was coming to my building to visit other women, which wouldn't have bothered me at all. I would have been like, that's really good for you. I'm very happy. but y'all, I just don't speak this language. I don't speak the language of jealousy. So I missed all of this. Last thing is that he hit my roommate up and said, like, can you tell me how she really feels about me? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I've told you several times how I really feel about you. But okay, I will accept my role in, maybe in his world, you know, he thought even though he said he was cool with our arrangement, that I knew that he wasn't cool with it and that eventually I would come around. That's the only way I can make this make sense in my head, but I don't speak that language. I speak the language of, I'm an adult, I'm responsible for my choices, I'm responsible for my decisions, right? So that bothered me. And in that same day that he asked her that, he hit me up asking me if I wanted to go out of the country with him. And I was like, nah, not gonna happen. And then, oh, it's 11:11, make a wish. Okay, back. So then he was like, well, why not? And I'm why not? For several reasons. One, what does that mean in your head for us? Are you expecting me to share a bed with you? Are you expecting me to share a room with you? I said I was gonna stay home this holiday and not spend any money going anywhere. And so that was the part that I told him. And he was like, well, I'll pay for it. And I was like, no, 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 no. And at this point, I'm already knowing that we need to have a conversation about just ceasing all ties. And for some reason, I felt like I needed to do it in person. I think because he had never really wronged me. You know what I mean? So this is how it all ended. One day, he asked me if I wanted to come over because he and his friend were cooking out. And I had said no, like I was tired. It was like the end of the weekend. I just really wanted to rest and prepare for the week. It's really hard to get me out on a work night, y'all. So he took it upon himself to come over to my place. Again, not very unusual. Wrong on all levels, regardless of where you are, but not very unusual for the place that we lived in, right? So comes over to my place. I think my roommate let him in, and then he ended up like at my bedroom door. And he had never been in my bedroom before. And so the whole thing was weird. Like my bedroom is like a really like just really cozy, safe, sacred place for me. And I'm very particular about the energy that comes into my bedroom. So here he is in my room, in my personal space, when I'm tired and annoyed, and I'm like, you know what? It's cool. He's here. We need to have this conversation right now. So I start to tell him, like, you know, we need to let this go. And he all but tells me that he loves me. So I'm like, okay, listen, please excuse how I sound right now, y'all. So I'm like, listen, you deserve somebody that feels the same way about you that you do about them. And I deserve to be taken seriously. Like, I deserve for you to listen to what I'm saying and know that I'm not, like, this is actually how I feel, you know? And so this isn't gonna work out. And I definitely don't think we should go out of the country together. And he's like, well, it's clear that you need someone to take care of you, and I'm just a really generous person. Like, do you know how generous I am? Like, I'm okay with, you know, doing this, 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 and this, and I can wait on you. And I'm like, wow, like, he's really telling me that he's okay doing all the work, like carrying the weight of the relationship and waiting for me to, I guess, fall in love with him, you know, in return. Like, I was just appalled. Like, that had never happened to me before. Yes, I have had a lot of people see pictures of me or see me from afar and for some reason think they love me. I probably for the same reason that I thought I was gonna have little Bow Wow's kids when I was like 12. But you know, never to this extent. You know what I mean? Never to the extent of somebody literally being like, let me sacrifice myself so that I can be with you. And I just, like, I tried as best as I could to explain to him, like, why that was so wrong. But then I got frustrated. He just was not hearing it. Like, I'm literally, like, it literally came down to me being like, look, I'm not attracted to you. I do not find you attractive. I am not attracted to you in any way, shape, or form. It came down to me, like, laying it out like that for him to be like, well, no, actually, no. At first, he was like, you need to reconsider, like, da-da-da-da, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think he got mad at me. Like, something switched, like something changed. And then he was like that SpongeBob meme, like, all right, I'm gonna head out. And then we never talked again.
Girl, see, this is exactly why we started this podcast, because
a mess.
Dating is a fool. It is. It's a lot of different experiences. They can be good. Some can be bad. Some of them are just outright lame. So yes. We love to hear from you guys. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sierra. If you would like to share some with us, please click on our Anchor profile that is Save the Date Show, and you can leave us a voice message, which is what, Sierra sent us a voice message in our email. So she recorded that on her phone. And, are we supposed to say her name?
I don't know if she introduced herself or not, but I feel like she's been on the show before and we've said Sierra. So it's
okay. she recorded that on her phone and emailed it to us, which is something else that you can do. SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com is the email where you can write us a letter. You can do it from your burner email account. You can just tell us not to say your name. You don't have to introduce yourself when you do it, but we love your stories. There's a few stories that we have on these different episodes, and they're hilarious, and we love y'all. Thank y'all for sharing that, and let's move on. So I guess now we can share some of our lessons on how we get rid of these people in our lives. Isn't it? Okay, correct. Like, tell me if I'm tripping. But lame lances, sometimes it's hard to, like, cut them off because you're worried about hurting their feelings.
Very much so.
Yeah. Like, sometimes they're not a bad person or anything. It's just that you don't want to talk to them anymore, and you know that that is going to
hurt their feelings, because you know that to some extent, they actually really like you.
Yes, and they can't pick up on the fact that you don't feel the same way.
You don't like them, yeah.
So you have to tell them.
So it is definitely not an easy conversation, but it is one that needs to be had.
Yes.
Because for me, not having it, like I said, I felt like I was just being very mean. And I'm like, I don't want to continue being a jerk to this guy who in his head probably thinks we're dating or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no telling how wild that boy's imagination got. So I was just like, I don't want to, if he does feel like, you know, he has a chance with me and I'm being a jerk all the time, I don't want him to end up being nasty to the next woman that he's dated because he felt like he was putting his best foot forward and I wasn't,
right,
you know, like grateful for it.
And you just don't want somebody to keep putting their best foot forward and not have because people do deserve, if you're doing your best, if you're being who you are, you deserve to be, well, unless who you are is a bad person, but you deserve to be received in a way that is affirming of that, like 1,000%. By somebody who likes you. So I would like to free you to go find that person, because you're not going to get the appropriate response from me, and it ain't fair for me to keep subjecting you to that. Like, impressed, or me thinking this is so boring, or whatever the case may be. Somebody out there thinks you're fun and impressive, and I don't want you to keep wasting your time.
That is a really, like, it's not you, it's me kind of moment. Like, listen. And that's what I'm saying. I really had to just be like, look. Somebody is going to appreciate your humor, your time, and is not going to get irritated by everything. Because he could tell that I was getting irritated. That is not, like, I think that you... And that's how I started the conversation off. Is like, as friends, I feel like you should be able to be around somebody who is going to let you be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't let you fully be yourself, then you should go hang around somebody that will.
Right.
Period. So I say you just got to be direct and address it and let it be what it's going to be. Like, they might hate you, but that's okay. Like, I would rather you hate me because I was honest with you than you hate me because you feel like I'm just treating you bad, because it's not my goal to be a bad person with anybody.
And I don't want you to feel like you're a bad person either, because I didn't like you. Like, it's not that serious. So I usually try to go about my distancing from the person in that way. Like, don't take this the wrong way, or I don't mean this to be offensive, but I don't think we're compatible. And I try to leave it there, because once you start getting into why, or can you explain, or something like that, I don't like doing that, because again, my why is not anything's wrong with you. It's just, I don't like this. And so me telling you that this is why I don't like you I don't want you to think this is something you need to correct, unless right. there is something that you need to correct as a person. Then I would just generally tell you that. I would just be like, you make a lot of offensive jokes, and that's not, they're not funny, and they shouldn't be funny to most people. You know, that mm-hmm. that's what I would say to somebody like that. But if it's just, I don't think we're compatible because you want different things. Like the guy that I was just talking about who wanted me to be barefoot and pregnant. That's what I told him. I said, you know, don't take this the wrong way because I don't think anything's wrong with you. I just don't think we're compatible. We've been on a couple dates and it never goes anywhere because I don't think we are headed in the same direction anyway. And he mm-hmm. was like, okay, I can kind of see that. But then I've had another person react to that statement and say, well, why not? What makes you say that? And I'm kind of like, it's just, I think we have different values. I don't elaborate because I don't think you need it. You don't need me to tell you why I personally am not attracted to you, because it's not going to change nothing.
Right. And that's the thing. And I feel like sometimes people don't, when they don't address it, or like they say, hey, if you stop doing this, then this. I feel like that I had to tell my friend this the other day, like, when you are like having conversations with people about how they can improve to be more attractive to you, if you know that long term nothing is going to change how you feel about them, I feel like you should just cut your losses and say that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if it could, people, you can see how people can find themselves trying to improve and going through all these changes for somebody that still would not be with them, even if they met every single, you know, checked every single box that they said, hey, you're lacking this. They still met that. And so you got to be real and just be like, hey, you know, this ain't it. It's not anything wrong with you. I just don't desire to be with you in that way.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not something they're lacking. You do, or before you have this conversation with them, you do need to ask yourself, is this something that they're lacking that would
right.
that make me attracted to them? Or is it that I find them attractive already? They're just doing something that I don't like. Right. Because that, to me, warrants a different conversation. That is I really like you. I like spending time with you, whatever, whatever. But I don't like when you do this, blah, blah, blah. That is reasonable to me to say to somebody. But if you don't like them and you're trying to make them do something so that you will like them, I don't think that's fair. I think...
Yeah. If I consider you to be lame, I don't really think it's, like, no coming out of that.
Right.
Because it's probably something about your personality that is just...
They don't match
too quirky
mine.
For me. Or Yeah. I just...
It's not going to work. And so, yeah, I definitely don't agree with people telling people to change things about themselves so that you will like them. Like, corny right, jokes because and stuff, if I don't like those, there's nothing wrong with you and your corny jokes. It's just, they're not for me.
I don't like them. Yeah, that don't mean stop telling your jokes. Like, I feel like, and I've seen people do this before. Like, a guy could be like, I don't like girls that go out a lot. So then, like, the girl is adjusting herself because she ain't going out no more. And she probably cry every weekend because her friends and that.
Right.
Girl, but in reality, you're not somebody Right. It's just not something he likes. So, and honestly, the type of person I am, I probably would think you was lame for even voicing your opinion saying you ain't like girls that went out anyway.
Because so. I don't care what you like about girls in general. I'm asking, like, if you can tell me what you like about me or whatever, but telling me that generally you don't like women who go out is not gonna make me be like, dang, well, maybe I should stop going out. It's gonna make me be like, exactly. Oh, okay, well, I hope you find somebody that don't go out.
Right, because if I'm a social type of person, like, you expressing that is not going to make me, and you shouldn't want me to stop being social because you want to be with me. Just understand that you probably don't really want to be with me.
We are not the same. Yeah, we're not compatible people, and it's okay. We don't have to be.
Right. So I say the lame Lances and the lame Lindas of the world, you got to address them head on because they ain't lame to everybody.
Exactly. That is the key here. Everybody's ugly to somebody. Everybody's lame to somebody. For real. I know
a lot of people is ugly to Imani. She's told us that before. I mean,
because men in general are just not attractive people. I just find things attractive about certain ones. So everybody's ugly to me until I say, and I'm just playing. But I mean, I don't think too highly of myself to think that every time I'm attracted to somebody, they automatically are attracted to me. He might think I'm right. ugly. He might think my forehead is too big. He might think my teeth are weird. Like, whatever he thinks about me is fine. Like, or there's somebody, and it don't even have to be on the romantic level. Like, somebody somewhere is looking at my pictures thinking, why do people think she's pretty? She's ugly. Like, it's
right.
Whatever. And there's somebody that thinks I'm lame. Again, I like corny jokes. I tell them routinely. Somebody probably thinks that is annoying and lame. And that's okay. Or somebody thinks that the fact that I like to dance is lame. Or that I do social media is lame. I've been told that that is ridiculous before. So, you know, it's fine. Everybody is lame to somebody. Everybody's ugly to somebody. We ain't compatible with everybody. And if you're only looking for one person, it don't matter.
I'm pretty sure I am both lame and ugly to somebody in this world. And I'm okay with that. Because I know somebody that like it.
Period. And even if the somebody that like it is just me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't go around telling these people that they just need to change themselves to be more appealing to people in general. If the way that they are is quirky or whatever and you don't like it, that's on you.
Just be honest enough to say that.
Yeah, and leave them alone to go and find somebody who does enjoy the person that they are. Don't be telling people, if you want to attract women, you need to be more like this. You need to be laid back and pretend like you cool. Because they're not. They're not that person. So once they somebody like that, what they supposed to do? They can't ever be themselves.
Now, if your friend chipping, if it's your friend, you can tell them to pump the brakes if they just like wild and trying to talk to somebody. But if it's they care to, you know, eventually it'll come out.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be like, wow, okay, so the person that I met that I was attracted to is not who this person really is. Then I'm going to be mad at you for putting on for all this time.
Like, you mean to tell me you really wear corduroy pants? And you've been hiding this
with suspenders at that.
This is really what you do behind closed doors.
So I think that's a good lesson to take away from this, is that you need to be sure that your lame Lance or lame Linda is just lame to you. Like, take that into account, that it's just you and you need to go on with all that and don't be too old. All right, honey,
well, I guess we can wrap up the show. Let me just say, my Cash App is my first name, last name, with the dollar sign in front of it. I just seen a Olive Garden to go order stuff. Anybody wants to order me dinner because we're, you know, on the stick and shut in list, y'all definitely can do so. My favorite meal is the traditional spaghetti with meat sauce. However, I want my noodles to be fettuccine noodles. And I want mozzarella cheese melted on top. So that should run you about $12, $13. So if anybody wants to order that for me again, my Cash App is my first name, last name. If y'all don't know that, DM me. Because if you for real, I might actually just send you the little barcode thing to scan it. And buy me dinner.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Well, I don't have any announcements or anything. Just everybody, please be safe. You know, and call your friends, FaceTime, whatever you need to do to stay sane. I know I'm not necessarily a person that needs to be around people all the time, so I'm not having that much issue with this. But I know that there are people who are extremely extroverted and they're having a hard time being in the house all the time without company. I get it.
I think this has more so made me realize that I'm not extroverted. Like, I like it. I enjoy being with people, but I also really enjoy being in my house by myself. Like, this is like that. Like, this would have been day three if I go to my friend's house today. And I told them, I was like, y'all, like, while I like being around them, I was like, y'all, I don't think they got me yesterday because they did the crab boil. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. But I really do like to be home by myself. So when everybody been like, you know, day five quarantine, I'm going crazy, I'm like, I really don't have an issue. Like, when I'm outside, I like to be social. But when I'm inside, I really would much rather just be by myself. I don't even really got to be on the phone like that.
Yeah. People are like, are you doing okay being at home? And I'm like, this is my element. I love being at home. I really do. Like, I when I go out and be social and stuff like that, I am doing it because that's what I want in that moment. But I look forward to going home to, like, not deal with. Like, my home is, like, my safe space. So I am, like, at some point, I do want to go, like, have a friend over or go to a friend's house, a friend, and, like, you know, just hang out with them. Not a little friend. Just somebody.
I was like, little friend.
You can come to my house. Yeah, I might. You know, just to have some company, get some entertainment, whatever. But I'm not missing necessarily like big group gatherings yet. Like maybe in a month or so. Like if we have to be like this for a month, at some point I might be like, dang, I wish I'm gonna start tripping to the club or something.
I'm gonna be outside on my balcony with a boombox, acting like that drunk man from Waiting to Exhale. If I absolutely can't leave the house, it's one thing to like keep saying. Because I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. I'm still going to get in my car. Because I can go, like, riding around. Now, if, like, gas stations close and I can actually run out of gas because I keep leaving my house, that's one thing. But as long as I can get in my car and, like, ride around and, like, drive and look at mansions, I'm actually fine with not going to work and still being employed, if that's the thing.
Yeah. I'm cool with sitting at home. And the worst part about this was that the worst of it hit during my spring break, and I was supposed to be in Puerto Rico. Like, I don't like my plans getting deferred, but I wasn't particularly like, you mean to tell me I have to be at home? Like, I was like...
Oh. And it's so nice outside. That's the most frustrating thing, is that we can't go to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm glad they shut it down, though, because people was tripping. The day when I was, like, dying and getting diagnosed with a sinus infection, half of the people in CVS was legit, like, in swimsuits, about to head to the beach. Like, I think they had a whole beach day.
Yes, because you can't go to bars. Everything's overcrowded. I mean, you can't. But people didn't think about the fact that a crowded beach.
If everybody has the same idea. Yeah. And then somebody got sick at the beach. So now they got to close down the beaches. So, I don't know. But y'all be safe out there. I'm almost like, nose is almost at capacity again, so.
Well, I'll go ahead and wrap up this episode of the Save the Date show. Be sure to leave the comments and leave comments and know what you thought about this episode. You can do that on our Instagram, or you can interact with us on Anchor. This is a bi-weekly podcast, so you can catch us here again, not next week, but next week. And again, to have your story or advice or questions or whatever included in the show, you can email us at savethedatesos@gmail.com or go on to Anchor and search Save the Date Show. That is anchor.fm. Save the Date Show.
Yes.
And leave us a voice note, voice message. You can email us a voice note, whatever it is you want to do. Get it to us and we'll include it on the show. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye, y'all. Don't forget about my Olive Garden.